Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to jump on here and apologize in advance for our not so great audio. Please know that it is really important to us that our conversation is really easy for our listeners to listen to. We obviously want to provide enjoyment and value, but the quality is very important to us. So we thank you in advance for understanding as we solve our tech issues. I just know that what we've shared today in our conversation can really bless you. So I hope that you can enjoy it.
We're Kath and Ellie. Welcome to our podcast, Brave, Strong and Fulfilled.
Join us as we share all things real life and the lessons we've learned along the way. We hope that our conversations inspire, challenge and encourage you on your own life journey. Enjoy today's episode.
2024, can you believe it?
No, I cannot believe it. I remember being a kid in school wondering what the 2020s would be like, and now we're in like the mid-2020s, 2024.
It's crazy, isn't it? It really is. Yeah. No. And you just come back from an amazing overseas holiday, like, you know, a whirlwind through Europe. Tell me about it.
Yeah, so it was pretty much 13 cities and about 7 countries in 3 weeks.
Good.
Three and a half weeks. So, yeah, it was an absolute whirlwind, amazing trip, you know, a once in a lifetime kind of trip with my husband and our middle two kids, Abby and Caleb. So it was just fabulous to spend that time together and to see the world. It was amazing.
She was, you know, and so when you've packed so much into such a short period of time, it almost feels like 3 weeks, you know, feels like 3 months.
I know. And then it also, it just turns into this blur because you're seeing so much, you don't know what happened, what day, you don't know what day of the week you're even on. And you're second guessing what country you're in. And
oh, well, I hope you took some kind of a journal so that you can, you know, actually, look back and remember.
True, I did. So last time we did a trip kind of like this, Kath, we went with our two oldest boys, and because life had been so busy in the lead up and we went away, when we came back, I couldn't remember a whole lot because I was just still in really, you know, busy mode the whole time. And so it took me a while to remember what we saw and what we did. So this time at the end of every day, I kind of wrote down where we went, a couple of little highlights, little moments, so I could try and remember. Yeah, I did.
That's fantastic because photographs certainly help.
Yes.
But I think when you're seeing so many European countries, you know, that also one really lovely, beautiful old building starts to look like.
It could be in any country.
It could be, yes.
Right, and that's true, very much true. Yeah, and while I was away gallivanting, doing all of these amazing things, and then, of course, having Christmas, New Year, Kath, you were doing something too.
Yep, we have once again relocated and moved home. So I think this is the first time in my life that we have moved twice in the space of 6 months.
Yeah.
And not recommended.
Not recommended? No, not for the faint of heart.
No. Oh, goodness me. But, yeah, before we get on to hearing more about my move, now that you've been back, what, 3 weeks? I think you've been back about 3 weeks.
Yeah, we arrived Christmas Eve. So the day before Christmas Eve. Yeah.
So now, 3 weeks on from your three-week whirlwind, looking back and reflecting, what is there anything that you feel would be a helpful share for our listeners? You know, what takeaways did you come back with?
Takeaways? Yeah. So, you know, that's a really big question because you could do, you know, takeaways on the adventure and the fun and places to go and things to see, but I guess a takeaway that I found really interesting. And hear the heart when I say this, because Abby made a statement. Our family's known to exaggerate things, okay? Like it's a humorous thing that our family, we just say things over the top. And my daughter at one point on our holiday said, "Dad, no offense, I'm never traveling with you again."
Now, that sounds like, you know, perhaps she was being really extreme and maybe disrespectful to her dad for taking her across the world. But she was slightly exaggerating, but there was an element of truth there. And I sort of, I guess, was reflecting and trying to work out what it was that she was very eloquently trying to say. and we realized that each one of us kind of experience and travel very differently. Okay, so we're in close quarters for those whole 3.5 weeks, sharing bathrooms, sometimes bedrooms, you know, you're in that very close space. And my husband has this way of when he gets up and he knows exactly, he's planned exactly all of the sites to see for the whole day, for the whole holiday. And it's fabulous, right? He actually had a really good, what do you call it? His travel guide. No, he had a funny name for it. It's just missed me. Anyway, he had some travel guide that he created for the whole time. And, you know, it was great. He'd researched everything he wanted to see. And from the moment we got up, we were going out and we were ticking everything off the list.
Yeah.
Now I've learned that Abby, and probably me, that's not how we typically would do things. You know, we travel very differently. We're a little bit more spontaneous. We would go and we would probably more likely look at the cafe down the street and experience just probably more spontaneous of what we see and feel, I guess. That would be our value, sort of experiencing what we thought and felt at the time. Whereas hubby, and probably my son to a degree too, there was the best restaurants to go eat at, right? So you go check those out, which makes sense. On paper, it makes sense to go. You're going across the world, seeing these countries. You go see the best places. But I'm telling you, from 8:30, 9 o'clock in the morning till 11 o'clock at night, going from one thing to the next thing to the next thing, that's why Abby said, Dad, no offense, I'm never traveling with you again.
Oh, goodness. And, you know, just listening to you share that, it's so easy to see that if, or, you know, to imagine that if one doesn't have an awareness around what was going on, that you know, that's kind of could be a potential recipe for a meltdown.
Yeah.
On, you know, for one party or the other.
Yeah.
And yet, if you have the awareness that, oh my goodness, okay, so, you know, we've just got different values.
Yeah.
And it's clear as day that, you know, their values are XYZ and you know, my values or Abby's values are XYZ.
Yeah.
And so how do you think that clarity and that awareness helps in that kind of situation?
Yeah, because I was able to have a conversation with Abby. Like, we had a quiet sort of girl chat, which now we're airing. That's all right. But, you know, we had a chat that, you know, this is how Dad's very logical and he has plans and that's the way he thinks. He researches things and he wants to make the most out of every moment, which, I mean, they're all great qualities, right?
Yes. Yeah, and if you think about it, you know, if you went on a trip like that and you were wanting to see that many countries in that few days and had no plan.
Yeah. I mean, that would be ridiculous too, right? So that wouldn't be very successful. So he brought the itinerary and the places to see and go and had done all the research. And I was able to sort of say to Abby, that's the way Dad loves to do things and this is a trip for Dad too, right? And then I was able to say to Az, this isn't us not wanting to explore. This is us wanting to feel and be in the moment. And, you know, like, it was just trying to help each other see each other's way of thinking, if that makes sense.
I just love that. Yes, because that reminds me of, I know we've touched on in previous episodes, we've spoken a bit about Stephen Covey's 7 Habits, you know, that brilliant, brilliant book.
Yes.
And one of the habits is, you know, seek first to understand and then to be understood.
Yeah.
And I think it's beautiful if we can, you know, rather than get angry and sort of, you know, attack the other person because their way of doing something is different and we, you know, it's frustrating, to actually be able to get curious. You know, I think curiosity is such a underutilized superpower.
Yeah.
And I think if we can, you know, ask, pause and ask the questions and get curious. And then when you can share different perspectives and that whole notion of seeking to understand, you know, that can be so helpful.
Because, that's right.
You know, hopefully both parties are on board and both parties can then kind of, you know, see the other perspective and I suppose soften things a bit.
Yeah, because, you know, from a parent perspective, if your kids aren't appearing to enjoy what you've planned, you know, it could be a day trip to the beach or whatever and you think, oh my goodness, my kids, they're not even enjoying. You could just think they're, you know, you could start thinking negatively, you know, they're maybe being spoilt or whatever it is. But really, they're looking at it with different eyes. They're seeing the experience completely different and there's no right or wrong in the way we see life. We're all on a journey. We all do life just completely different. What we see is different to each other. And so for it was good for Az to know in his heart that Abby wasn't being ungrateful and we could have actually a chuckle about it. It's purely she would travel completely different.
Yeah.
And he was able to see that and know that, you know, she really did love – she loves the holiday. She has said she will never travel internationally again. I think once she, you know, because when you go through a lot of countries, there's a lot of palaver. You know, we miss things like in Paris the first day. Our accommodation had said, yes, we can just catch a taxi to the train station in the morning. And we had to catch the train all the way from, it was a train, from Paris to Barcelona. So a big train trip, right? 6 hours or whatever it was. There was no taxis available. Nobody came to pick us up. And we were like, how are we going to get to the train station? We tried the subway. What a silly idea with suitcases. We tried the Uber over there. Nothing worked. So we missed the train. So there was of this palaver, which is part of the adventure, right, and problem solving. And you can either choose to get cranky with each other or you can have a chuckle and solve the problem, which is usually what we did, luckily. But she's, you know, still in the moment of that was a wild ride. And same with Caleb. He kind of thinks it was all pretty wild. And maybe they don't need to travel overseas again. But I'm thinking as that settles, that will change. And, you know, now they know how to travel. They know how it all works. Because before you do it, you've got no clue. You don't know how to go through border securities of all these different countries and what that looks like. It can be scary, right? So I think there was lots of lessons learned, but I really think within our family it was a real eye-opener to understand how each other operate. You know, people getting ready, the boys can get ready in 5 minutes. The girls take significantly longer, especially when we're in Paris and we want photos in the Eiffel Tower. Like, so there was lots of little lessons that we did really grow a lot closer together, but the realizing that our values that we talked about in so many podcasts last year impact even your holidays, even the way you do your holidays is going to be different if you value different things.
Yeah. No, I think it's so useful to unpack values. And I know we say this over and over again, but it's when you living real life and it's everyday life and you're noticing how often they do come up, you realize, boy, oh boy, you know, if there's anything to help us sort of start off the year well, it's, you know, potentially revisiting values. Yeah. And as you're sharing, I'm just smiling inwardly because I'm thinking about, you know, our last little sort of 3 weeks.
Yes.
And relocating. And prior to moving, so we've literally just moved in this week. Well, last week. It's Monday.
And that's why
we're recording this.
You know, we're on the phone to each other. So that's why, you know, I'm sure listeners can hear that it sounds like a phone call, which is not how we normally would record. You know, so because you're still unpacking. Well, literally, you were still looking for your headphones this morning.
Yes, so it is. It's crazy, you know. Yeah. Even just we're the two of us now. We're empty nesters, and so navigating a move just between two of us, you know, and not four of us. Again, I've recognized often this week how hubby and I also we have completely different values and completely different ways that we view things. And it's actually, you know, again, we've been able to pause and really chuckle about it. And I'm so grateful for that because I know myself, you know, prior my whole coaching journey. And if you'd put me in the same scenario as the person I was 10 years ago, you know, we would have been at each other's throats.
That's right. And when you know your early weds and, you know, back when you first get married and you don't understand each other and stuff, you would be, right? And you'd be a bit resentful because they're doing something completely different to you and it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah. And now we can actually sort of laugh about it. And, you know, in this move, I mean, I had a friend visiting the day. It's actually quite funny. She visited from Townsville and she was with me the week we collected the keys for this new home. And it's uncanny because she was the same friend who was with me when I locked up the empty house in Townsville and delivered the keys to the agent. So it was actually quite sweet that she could be with me on both those occasions.
Yeah.
And we were having this conversation, just the two of us, while, you know, we went through this house and she was, oh my goodness, it's, you know, it's a beautiful home. But she was just commenting how she doesn't know that she could do the size of the property. And I was saying to her, well, there's no way that I'd be up for this size property if, you know, I didn't have my husband with me, because that's my husband's priority and his focus and his joy.
Wow.
And, you know, he comes from farming family. And so having a bit of land is his thing. You know, I grew up in a city. You know, so my priority in this move has been the home and wanting to nest and just get things right. And his priority is, you know, he's got all his garden to play in. And it's quite funny because our first trip this week, I mean, we literally just moved like 3 days ago. And Saturday we were at Mitre 10, which is like a Bunnings, looking for a few things. And he was all about, you know, gardens, you know, watering systems and how, all that kind of stuff. And I was just, but we need picture books and, you know, extension cords and a few more plugs. And again, just noticing that you're so right by saying it's not like one of us is right and one of us is wrong.
Yeah.
It's just our priorities and, you know, what we value are different.
That's right.
And being able to have the conversation and an understanding, you know, and the seeking to understand each other. And it's helpful that, you know, hubby is able to understand where I'm coming from as much as what I'm able to understand where he's coming from.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, it's been a real blessing and a godsend that we actually have managed to move twice in 6 months without actually killing each other.
Oh, gosh, I'm so happy for you. I'm so proud of you, Kat. It's not easy.
Yes, you know.
It's just not easy.
But again, having clarity around values is just such a blessing when you actually have it, you know, and you've actually done the work. And it's hard. It's, if you've never contemplated them before, it's a difficult exercise to do.
That's
so
right.
Again, if you're listening to us and you're a bit confused about, you know, what are we even talking about?
That's
and,
right.
you know, how do we even figure out these values? Then having a coaching conversation can be incredibly helpful, you know, even if that's all you do, if that's all you get out of the coaching is clarity around your values, it impacts every little
area
in life.
Hands down. And if you find, I guess, that you are having a time, so say, for example, on a holiday with your family and people are just not gelling well together and there's a little bit of sort of conflict there, I guess then even if you don't really understand or haven't done much work around values, you said the word before about being curious. So everybody can pause for a moment and ask yourself, I wonder what it is. I wonder what's going on here. I wonder what's going on with hubby or, you know, my kids that's making them feel this way, yet I feel this way. Like, and I guess, and because not everybody does go through and work out their values and each other's values and all of those things, but we can all, with a heart of kindness and grace, be curious about one another, can't we?
Absolutely. Yeah. No, absolutely. And it just makes for far less stress, you know, far less anxiety and far more interesting conversation too.
And how boring would the world be if we were all thought the same and felt the same? Like if we all went on a holiday, how my daughter and I thought we would holiday, we wouldn't have seen anything. But because we all do life differently, we got to see the most amazing places, the most amazing churches, the, you know, my husband, we hired a car and he drove it on the some of the Monaco Formula One track, you know, as part of his kid dream, you know. So we saw and did things that we wouldn't have thought to do because we don't think the way that he thinks. So we complement each other. We help him to sort of be in the moment a little bit more, and he helps us to think outside the moment and actually have some sort of structure and plan and go see. And that's the same in life, right? We all have these different values that we bring into our relationships, and that's what makes a team in the workplace or a family or whatever work, because everybody brings something different, but together it helps us to do life really well if we understand and use it.
And that's exactly where my mind was going. It's sort of like it's not that one's right or one's wrong, or you've got to just have all of the one and none of the other.
Yeah.
It is the beautiful blend and mix, which sometimes can be quite chaotic.
It can be.
You know, let's face it, it can be messy. Yeah. But you're absolutely right. There is so much sort of vibrant color in life when we can embrace everybody's, you know, unique differences and enjoy, you know, choose to enjoy the differences in others as well.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah,
love it, love it. And you know what, I'm just, as I'm sitting here and chatting with you, I'm starting to feel a little bit more excited again about, because this is our first podcast back for 2024, and you know, I'm so excited to be able to spend time with you every week for the year. So too bad, Kath, if you had other plans, you're chatting with me and our listeners.
Let me tell you, with all of the change that is happening in my world, it is such you know, so wonderful to have a constant. To know that I will be consistently speaking to you every week, is my constant in this, you know, amazing world of change. So I'm really looking forward to it as well.
Looking forward to sharing our journey with our listeners as we grow and discover ways that we can live brave, strong and fulfilled in 2024. So
So if you're listening, if you're listening and you're feeling like this is the year that, you know, you want to get clarity around your values, and this is the year that you actually want things to be a little bit different, you know, we encourage you to join us each week. Reach out and connect with us if you'd like to partner with some coaching sessions. You know, Ali and I are both available. How to contact us will be in the show notes of today's show. And we really look forward to partnering and walking alongside of you through this year. So thank you for being with us.
Yeah, thank you. All right. Well, we'll chat again next week. Hey, have a fabulous week settling into your new home.
Thanks, Ali. See you soon.
Bye.